The FBI in peace and war. The FBI in peace and war is brought to you by healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint every day, as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor freshens your mouth and sweetens your breath. The pleasant chewing eases tension, helps you feel better, and get more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Old Man.
How about another champagne cocktail, honey? This stuff goes down like water.
Sure. Waiter?
Oh, thanks, honey. You're a sport. I could tell the minute you walked in.
Yeah?
Sure. I said to Hazel, she was with me at the bar, I said, Hazel, here's a lonely guy in town, out for an evening's fun. I said, Hazel, this one is mine. Huh?
Now listen to me quick. Take this wallet and put it in your purse.
What?
Put it in your purse. Keep it for me till you see me next. I'll explain to you then.
Not a chance, mister. If you're in trouble,
there's $100 in this for you.
Give me the wallet.
You don't know me. If anyone asks questions, I'll be back.
Hello, Davey.
What?
Your name's Dave Reynolds, isn't it?
No, you got the wrong party.
What's his name, miss?
I don't know. Never laid eyes on the character before tonight.
You're wanted down at headquarters, Davey. Come along with me.
For what? My name isn't Reynolds. You haven't got anything on me.
We'll see about that. Now, I'll ask you once more nicely. Come along.
Okay. I'm coming.
The trap planned by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for the roundup of $1 million syndicate dealing in smuggled gems was set early last year at a clip joint named Four Deuces in the city of Detroit. Gold taken out of the United States was being converted in European markets for reinvestment in diamonds, which were in demand here for industrial purposes and as a hedge against fluctuating values. Agent Reynolds, assigned with me to the case, posed as a small-time hoodlum out on the town and was arrested by me and taken to headquarters for questioning. Released after 48 hours by the cooperating local police, Agent Reynolds returned to the Four Deuces night spot to complete step one of our plan.
Hello, honey. How's for buying a girl a little drink, huh? Much nicer at a table, and here at the...
It's me, Davy Reynolds, remember?
Well, for the love of... Hello. I never expected to see you back. At least not for 5 years.
They didn't have anything on me.
I know. I had it on me.
You got my wallet?
Sure, I've been keeping it like you said. Only not on me, I've got it at my place.
Oh?
I'll write out the address. I gotta work. You go there, tell my brother who you are, and he'll give you the wallet.
Your brother?
Uh-huh, name's Chris. Tell him who you are. Oh, better yet, I'll call and tell him you're on your way over. Gee, I'm sure glad you're back, mister. Honest, that wallet was beginning to burn a hole in my pocketbook.
You Davy Reynolds?
That's right.
Okay, come on in.
Thanks. Sorry to bother you this time of night.
That's okay. Vera says you're on your way over. Here, this way.
Vera, that's her name, eh? You got a real nice sister.
Sister? That what she told you? She was my sister?
Well, I...
It's okay. Leave it like that. Hey, you want a shot of something, Rye, Irish?
No, thanks. Tell the truth, I'm kind of anxious about my wallet.
I don't blame you, Davy. If I had a wallet packed with a handful of blue whites, I'd be anxious myself.
You looked through my wallet, huh?
My sister did, Davy. Accidental-like, of course.
Of course. So you both know.
We only know what our eyes tell us. You got a bundle of diamonds, you suddenly dump them. A cop comes and hauls you off to the law and order.
I see. What are you going to do?
Do? Well, I could take your wallet to the police.
Huh?
I say I could, but don't worry, I'm not. I always say live and let live. I always say what a guy does is his own business. So what am I going to do? I'm going to give you back your wallet, Davy, and forget I ever saw it. Provided...
Yeah?
Provided you leave me, say, 3 of the stones to make sure my memory stays bad, huh?
You don't want much.
Well, nobody's twisting your arm.
Okay, I leave you 3. Only I better warn you.
What?
The stones are warm. The federal boys have a description out on every last one of them.
They have, huh?
Yeah, that's the catch. I'm walking around loaded, no place to sell.
No contacts in town?
Not a one. You couldn't help me by any chance.
Me? No.
I'd take a big discount, no questions.
Oh, you're talking blanks, Davy. But...
Yeah?
I might ask around.
You could do that?
I might.
Tell you what. I'll leave the wallet with you a couple of days, see what you can do.
I can't promise nothing. Sometimes you run into a guy, sometimes not.
That's okay. You keep the stones, Chris. See what you can do.
Back to the old man in just a moment. You know, friends, one reason you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley Spearmint Gum is that it helps to keep your mouth feeling so fresh and clean. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley Spearmint is really cooling and refreshing. Besides, the chewing itself gives you comfort because it helps to keep your mouth and throat pleasingly moist. Helps keep your teeth clean and bright, too. Try it and see for yourself. Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum while you work, while driving your car, out walking, and in your home. See how this delicious chewing gum helps to keep your mouth feeling fresh, cool, and clean. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get some next time you go to the store. Act two of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, The Old Man.
Step one in the operation having been completed, Agent Reynolds rented a room in a cheap hotel in downtown Detroit, and we set up our usual communication by shortwave radio. A few days later, I sent my teletype report to the director in Washington. Saturday, August 4th, Agent Reynolds last night received word that arrangements have been made through the man Chris and the B-girl at the Four Deuces to dispose of the diamonds. Reynolds gave an address of apartment at 704 Cadillac Square. Apartment rented to a Mr. Benjamin Kiefer. Check Kiefer for probable aliases. Will report results this end Monday, same time.
Benny.
Yeah?
See how you like this one, huh?
Never mind that. What time is this Davy Reynolds coming?
Well, 9:10 around there. Listen, will you, Benny?
9:30 now.
Look, Benny, if my slogan wins this contest, I get $25,000.
Yeah, sure.
I got knacked for this stuff, honest. Now, just listen to this here. I like the new Easy Shave razor because it don't get under your skin.
Hank.
Yeah?
Chris said this Reynolds is all right, huh?
Oh, more than all right, Chris said. Didn't the cops pick him up right with Vera there and all? You like my slogan, huh, buddy?
What? Oh, yeah, sure. It's great, Hank.
You gotta say it in 10 words or less, you know?
Hank.
Huh?
Did you see the old man this afternoon like I told you?
Yeah, sure, I did.
So what's the answer?
Benny, am I gonna send this slogan in?
What was the answer, Hank?
That's just what I figured. We're getting enough dough as it is. The old man was sore, Benny. You should have made me ask.
Sore, huh?
Benny, for the love of Mike, lay off, will you? We got a nice, sweet setup the way it is. Why do you want to go and louse it up?
200 measly bills between us a week? That's a nice, sweet setup.
What do you want me to do? Tell the old man off and end up on a slab of concrete?
I want you to stand up and talk for once.
Benny.
Never mind, Benny. I should be head of the syndicate, not the old man.
Well, don't talk that way, Benny, please.
I'll talk anywhere, please. To you or the old man. Nobody's going to shove Benny Kiefer around.
Oh, that's Reynolds. I'll get it, Benny.
Hank.
Yeah?
Someday I'm going to tell the old man off, Hank. You see if I don't.
Agent Reynolds entered into a business deal with Benny Kiefer soon after their initial meeting at the apartment in Cadillac Square. 1 week later, Reynolds and I met and arranged for a full report of his progress.
And let's see. Oh, yes. On August 15th, Kiefer informed me that a deal could be made for the stones, netting me $20,000, indicating the syndicate's regular profit on stolen or smuggled gems to be a full 100%.
That was your last contact with Kiefer Dave.
It was. We're meeting again Thursday.
Well, so far so good.
I am not so sure, Steve.
Hmm?
Kiefer's face was rather familiar. When I first walked in his apartment, I was certain I'd seen him before.
I was coming to that. Identification forwarded this. You've seen Kiefer before, all right. Benjamin Kirby. You and Hillary sent him to Lewisburg in 45.
Kirby, that's right. No wonder that face was familiar.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the question is...
Was my face familiar?
Well, we're in too deep to backtrack now. We'll have to go ahead, but with extreme caution. Every move planned carefully from here in.
Right. Oh, one more thing, Steve.
Yeah?
Do we have anything on someone called the old man?
The old man?
That's all. No name, just the old man.
We don't have anything I know of. I'll check soon as you leave. Why?
I don't know yet. This fella Hank's let the phrase slip twice. I didn't follow up. I'm going to miss my plane.
All right. Good luck, Dave, and remember...
I know, Steve. Go ahead with extreme caution. Every move planned carefully from here in.
Agent Reynolds and I returned to Detroit on separate flights. And on the 20th of the month, we resumed radio contact.
And word has come down from above that the Stones are legitimate stolen goods, as I'd said. They've accepted my demand. I deal only with the top. Benny keeps hinting at something. He doesn't remember me. We're getting very friendly.
And on the 23rd...
Still the hinting by Benny. Some kind of deal where we can split the take. This man has definite personality complex at odds with superiors. He keeps after me, and I'm waiting. Something important should break any minute.
There. One last nightcap before you go, Dave?
No, Benny, I couldn't. No fooling. I got a blow.
Don't listen to him, Hank. Give him one for the road.
Yeah,
oh, no,
sure.
Thanks, boys. Really, I'm up to here. I'll see you both tomorrow, huh?
Sure thing. Be ready on time. We don't want to miss the first race.
Don't worry. Fights and races, I'm always on the dot. So long, Benny. Night, Hank.
Night, Davey. And lay off betting on jockeys. You're going to get murdered, eh?
That concerns my boy. We'll see about that. Night.
Night, Davey.
He's a nice guy, huh?
Yeah.
Only what?
Nothing. I just keep thinking I maybe met up with him someplace before.
Davey? Where?
I don't know. Someplace. Hank, where we put those old clippings?
The bottom drawer. You think you met up with him? Why didn't you ask him?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't want to pry. We maybe served a stretch together. Guys don't like to talk.
We sure talked plenty about Atkinson. Ah, he's off his rocker playing jockeys. Even our Caro couldn't bring Honey Boy in. Well, that plate was so old.
Never mind the horses. When are we giving Davey in on the deal?
Oh, now, Benny, you promised we wouldn't talk about that. It's too big a gamble, I tell you.
Ah, you got no guts, Hank. Nothing inside.
Benny.
That Davey's got guts. But plenty. I can tell.
Now, listen.
You see how he keeps holding out to deal only with the top? I like that kind of guy. So does the old man.
Benny, I got as much guts as the next guy, but pulling a stunt like this on the old man is crazy. I don't think
we... Who's asking you? I'm telling you. The old man will never know about this. Only you and me and Davey will know. What's gamble about that?
I don't like it, Benny.
You don't have to like it. Just dial the phone and tell the old man I want to speak to him.
Benny, can't we think it over a little more, huh?
There's nothing to think over. I made up my mind. We speak to Davey tomorrow. Set up the deal. We're starting to move up the ladder, Hank boy. There's nothing to think. Just dial the phone.
Back to the old man in just a moment. Friends, here's a modern, sensible way to satisfy that little hungry feeling you sometimes get between meals, especially when you want to go light. Chew a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum. You see, Wrigley Spearmint Gum is never rich or filling, yet it does satisfy your taste and give you that little pickup you want. Helps to tide you over until mealtime. It's one reason why Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is the favorite between-meal treat of millions. Always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum right with you. And when you get that little hungry feeling but want to go light, chew a stick of this good-tasting gum. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
We'll be right back.
3 of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, The Old Man.
And it was at the races the following afternoon that Agent Reynolds finally learned what Benny Kiefer was hinting at. Agreeing to throw in with Benny and Hank, Reynolds was given an address in a fashionable residential section where he was to appear that evening.
Mr. Reynolds?
Yes?
The old man will see you now.
Oh,
That will be all, Charles. Hello, Mr. Reynolds. You wanted to see me?
There must be some mistake. I was to see...
There's no mistake. You were to see me, Mr. Reynolds. I'm the old man.
All right, Davy, coming. I was in the bedroom, Davy.
Good evening, Henry. Aren't you going to ask me in? What's the matter? You expecting someone else?
No. Well, that is...
I thought the old man was always welcome. Where's Benjamin?
He's inside. Well, of course, you're always welcome.
It's just you expecting someone else. Davy Reynolds, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, we were trying to reach you by phone, you see.
Oh, I do, Henry. I see. You'll be surprised how clearly. Davy Reynolds isn't coming. How do you like this outfit, Henry? Cost $900 without tax.
It looks great, but I...
But you want to know why I'm here at this hour when I wasn't... Ah, Benjamin. There you are.
Benny, it wasn't Davy. It was...
Okay. I got eyes.
Now, don't tell me you're surprised to see the old man, too, Benjamin.
Sure, I'm surprised. Didn't Hank tell you?
He didn't have to tell me. I found out straight from the horse's mouth.
What?
From Davy Reynolds. He told me.
He did?
You shouldn't be so trusting, Benjamin. He told me the whole story. How you told him he could hold out for an extra $10,000 and get it. How the two of you would split the extra... Stay where you are, Henry. You know how I deplore using firearms.
Benny...
You too, Benjamin. Stay where you are. I said something to amuse you.
Yeah, you said. The old man, the big shot. Supposed to be all brains.
Careful. You're hardly in a position to talk that way.
I'm hardly in a position. Wait till you hear your position. Hey, give me that clipping.
Yeah, Benny.
I shouldn't be so trusting, huh? Listen to this and tell me that.
Come now, Benjamin. It won't work. It's not even a good try.
You listen. And the two men testifying against Benny Kirby were undercover operatives of the FBI. Special agents Richard Hillary and David Reynolds.
FBI?
Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's why I tried to get you on the phone. I knew I'd seen the guy's face. I just couldn't remember where. Till Hank and me dug out my old clippings.
Can't be.
Oh, it can't, huh? It not only can't...
Chris?
I don't know.
Don't answer.
Don't tell me, don't. You're through giving orders. Yeah?
Benny, this is Reynolds.
Davy boy.
Oh, man.
We're waiting for you.
I'll bet you are.
Where are you? Come on over.
You come here.
Where are you?
Right across the hall.
Huh?
In the apartment across the hall, Agent Stevens and I have been taping everything you said.
What?
Every entrance is blocked, Benny. The fire escape is blocked. I want all three of you to step out with your hands behind your head. Did you get that, Benny? You have just 30 seconds to come out. After that...
Yeah?
You're in the open. Had the place wired. We have 30 seconds to go out.
What do we do?
What do you think we'll do? We'll go out.
In your right eye, we will. We can take these clowns.
What?
We can take them. Here, grab hold of one of these. We'll shoot their teeth out. Both of you, come on, do like I say.
The old man is very frightened of police officers. We'll do like I say. We're going out.
I said you're through giving orders. We're going nowhere. Hank?
Benny, look, they got us cold. If we put up a...
Ah, shut up.
He's right.
Shut up! Now, when I open the door, start shooting.
Benjamin.
Why... You crazy idiot.
He was wrong, Henry. The old man still gives the orders. All right. Don't shoot. We're coming out.
Benny Kiefer's foolish effort at resistance cost him 2 months in prison hospital, recovering from the near-fatal bullet wound. Well enough to stand trial, he was convicted along with the other syndicate members, all going to prison on sentences calling for 10 to 25-year terms. Esther Ford, tried separately, was sentenced to 15 years in women's prison, despite her unwavering protest that she was not the old man.
Remember, friends, to help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of lively, refreshing flavor in it, and you can chew a stick just about any time and any place. Then, too, while you're sinking your teeth into this good-tasting gum, the natural chewing action is helping to keep your teeth clean and bright. Next time you're at the store, get some packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get plenty for your whole family, because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a perfect all-family treat. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Frank Redding played the part of Benny Kiefer, and Bill Zuckert was Hank. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, The Inside Track, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Boy, this spring weather sure gets you. All you want to do is hop into the family car and take off.